much. By Nyingbo standards, he's a great and honorable man, a hero due great respect. And he's the embodiment of everything I find distasteful about my people. Secretive, huh? She betrayed a hint of a smile. In that, she was as guilty as any other Nyingbo. That's in the blood. Tobo noticed us watching and talking. He darted over. He was excited enough to forget he was a surly young man.
Mom! Uncle Doge's here!
So I see. He says what he wants this time? I touched her arm gently, cautioning her. No need to start butting heads. Doge, of course, was aware of our presence. I never saw a man so intensely aware of his environment. He might have heard every word we whispered, too. I put no store in the chance that time had weathered his sense of hearing. He gobbled rice and paid us no heed. I told Sarah, "Go say hello. I need a second to put my face on. I ought to send for the Greys. Have them raid the place. I'm too tired for this." She did not bother to keep her voice down.
Mom?
Chapter 20. I held Doge's eye. My face was cold. My voice held no emotion whatsoever as I asked,
"What is the key?"
Bound, gagged, Narayan Singh and Daughter of Night watched and waited their turn. The faintest flicker of surprise stirred in Doge's eyes. I was not the sort he expected to be a questioner. I was in character again. A borrowed one based on a gang enforcer who had offended us a few years ago, Vajra the Naga. The gang was out of business and Vajra the Naga had gone on to a better world, but his legacy occasionally proved useful. Doge enjoyed the reasonable expectation that he would not be tortured. I had no intention of taking it that far. With him. The company's fortunes, and those of the Nyingbo, had become so intermingled that I could not brutalize Doge without alienating our most useful allies. Doge volunteered nothing, nor did I expect him to be any more vocal than a stone. I told him,
"We need to open the way onto the glittering plain. We know you don't have the key. We do know where to start looking for it. We'll be pleased to return it to you once we release our brothers."
I paused, giving him time to surprise me by replying. He did not.
"You are, perhaps, philosophically opposed to opening the way. We're going to disappoint you on that. The way will open. Somehow. You have only the option of participating or not participating."
Doge's eyes shifted, just for an instant. He wanted to read Sarah's stance. Hers was plain. She had a husband trapped under the glittering plain. The wishes of the lone priest of some obscure, never-explained cult carried no weight with her. Not even Bondo Trang or Kai Goda offered demonstrative support, though both would favor him mainly out of decades of inertia.
"If you don't cooperate, then we won't return the key."